up on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
Nobody's ever done anything like this in the NFL, and we pride ourselves on being so fit physically, so it'll just be really cool to showcase that in this calendar.
We decided to take a twist, and instead of doing a swimsuit calendar officially, we decided to take and do different themes running throughout, a lot of them geared towards fitness and motivation and inspiration, and of course we have a couple of swimsuit shots too.
I never thought when I made the team that I would have the chance to be on the cover, so I'm excited to represent the MVC and to represent them well throughout the year.
We're on in the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
To shoot, you know, in a weight room setting. I think we're all used to, you know, your typical lights and, you know, white background and just kind of very secluded. I think the biggest difference is having it be in the public.
It's fun to do something different, to mix it up so that each year we're keeping people guessing what's going to come from the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders for that season. We did the same thing with our calendar this year. We decided to take a twist, and instead of doing a swimsuit calendar officially, we decided to take and do different themes running throughout, a lot of them geared towards fitness and motivation and inspiration, and of course we have a couple of swimsuit shots too.
I had a lot of fun this year doing this calendar shoot. It was a lot different than last year. Last year was my first season, so it was everything was new. But this was much more fun, I felt like. We do fitness all the time. We're always doing different activities, and so being able to do a photo shoot while doing fitness things was really fun.
Today was so much fun. It was so different than anything we've ever done in the past. It's fun to be able to add a level of fitness to the shoot, just to show people how hard we really do work. It's really fun to incorporate it into the photo shoot.
I'm so excited for our calendar theme this year. We are doing a fitness theme, which I particularly love because I really like to strength train. And it's very different from years past because we've typically, when I've been on the team, we've been mostly doing swimsuit calendar photo shoots. Fitness is really important because it just helps create a happier person. You know, at work you're less tired and less hungry. Fitness is a really good way to stay on track with all the goals that you have.
Well, fitness is important to me not only for MVC, but I think just for my lifestyle. I'm a teacher and then having a 7-year-old, just being busy and staying active and being healthy. So fitness is important not only for this lifestyle, but just for life in general.
One thing I found is that my husband and I can actually work out together. It's a way for us to connect and spend time together, but also encouraging the other one to lead a healthy lifestyle. And that's kind of what Vikings has done for me is, you know, it doesn't require me to be in shape for a day to shoot a calendar. It requires me to be healthy every day of my life. And I think that's why it's so important, because now it's not just something I do, it's how I live.
I love it. I love it. I think it's awesome that we're highlighting how strong and how fit our team is, and I think it's gonna be really awesome, and it's something totally different, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Nobody's ever done anything like this in the NFL, and we pride ourselves on being so fit physically, so it'll just be really cool to showcase that in this calendar.
Nothing could keep me away after that, after knowing what it was like to have a one season under my belt. It's just really an incredible experience.
I saw them dancing all game on the field, and I just looked at my dad and said, that's what I'm going to do.
You're on in the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
here today at this beautiful poolside, and what we're doing is we're shooting the girls in their swimsuits, just getting a chance to hang out with ladies and have a chance to chat with them, get to know them better, learn a little bit about their background either through NBC or their career and their hobbies. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us to capture some video footage of our 2014 MVC and get a chance to meet them one by one.
My name is Blair, and this is my third year as an MVC. During the day, I'm actually an elementary teacher, so I teach third grade in my hometown. So next year, I'll have 30 new, fresh faces to meet and then hopefully inspire throughout the rest of the school year.
My name's Brooke. I'm from Oakdale, and this is my third season with the Vikings. I wanted to become an MVC actually because my sister was on the team and I saw how empowering it was to her.
My name is Courtney. I'm from Big Lake, Minnesota, and I am a rookie. I work with children with autism and in group homes. I absolutely love it and I have a huge passion for it. My brother is also autistic and handicapped, so it's really deep into my heart.
I'm Danielle. I'm from Burnsville, Minnesota, and this is my third year on the team. People may call me crazy, but I'm actually really excited to be outside at TCF Bank Stadium.
Hi, my name is Ellen. I'm from Forest Lake, and this is my rookie year. I'm the youngest on the team this year, and I'm really enjoying my experience with that.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm from Maple Grove, and this is my rookie season. I wanted to become a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader because of my passion for dance, my desire to be involved in the community, and my love for sports.
My name is Emily. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and this is my second season with the MVC. Outside of the MVC, I currently work as a tax accountant.
Hi, my name is Gianna, and I am from Sartell, Minnesota. This year is my rookie year on the MVC. I wanted to become a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader because I've always loved dancing, and I love football, and just being a part of a team has been great.
Hi, I'm Jackie. This is my fifth year on the team, and I'm from Maple Grove. I became a Vikings cheerleader because my sister was actually on the team, and we grew up dancing together, and I saw her go through her whole, you know, rookie year, and I really got excited to become a part of the organization, and I tried out the next year and made it.
My name is Jeannie. I'm from White Bear Lake, and this is my third season on the team. Outside of the MVC, I'm actually a full-time graduate student, so I'm working on my master's in psychology, and I coach the dance team at Edina as well.
My name is Jenna. I'm from Eden Prairie, and this is my rookie season as an MVC. I wanted to become an MVC because I've been dancing my whole life, and I did a lot of cheering in college as well, so I really like that game day experience.
I'm Jordan from Plymouth, and this is my rookie season. I tried out, and I made the training program, and after being with the Vikings organization for a year, I realized how much I love the people that work for it, and it was something that I really wanted to be a part of.
My name is Kaya. I'm from Ramsey, Minnesota, and this is my rookie season. Outside of the MVC, I'm a full-time nanny as well as a full-time student.
My name is Caitlin. I am from Prescott, Wisconsin, and it is my second year on the team. Outside of the MVC, I am actually a full-time student attending the University of St. Thomas.
My name is Karen. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and this is my fifth season as an MVC. I wanted to become a Vikings cheerleader at an early age. I went to a Vikings game with my dad, and I saw them dancing all game on the field, and I just looked at my dad and said, that's what I'm going to do.
My name is Kate. I'm from Waseca, Minnesota, and this is my second year on the team. Outside of the MVC for my job, I actually am an entrepreneur. I started my own business, so I'm a photographer, and I shoot weddings and portraits.
My name is Kayla. I'm from Rochester, and this is my fourth season on the MVC. As a veteran, I think I keep coming back to the MVC, honestly, just because it's so much fun and the opportunities you receive through it. You know, I've earned my spot on being on the team, and I've been able to do so many things like going on military tours, which is incredible. I've been on U.S. tours and international tours. I've also gotten to meet so many different people throughout this job, so it's been a really, really humbling experience.
Coming up on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
Not ready to be done dancing yet, and I just love being a part of the Vikings organization and all the people that I've met, the teammates that I have. They'll be my friends forever.
I am a second grade teacher, and I love it.
You're watching the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar. We'll be right back.
I have my best team. The talent is incredible. The ladies' personalities are just meshing so beautifully for the off-season so far. They're just really bonding as a team and working really hard towards their goals for that first game. We're obviously moving outside, so we're going to have some wardrobe changes this year for the team. Having our summer look, we even have rain gear that we're preparing. Definitely that cold atmosphere is something we're anticipating. So everything this year is new and fresh and exciting.
My name is Kayla. I'm from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, and this is my second year on the team. My goal this year as an MVC would just be to come in and have a great positive attitude. There's going to be a lot of new elements for this year. So just being that positive voice within the team and then continuing to work on myself. And I feel like I learned so much last year as an MVC.
My name is Kaylee. I'm from Mankato, and this is my sixth year as an MVC. So as a captain, we are expected to be leaders in all areas MVC. So we are expected to be role models for our other teammates and also to work directly with our coaches, our MVC staff, and the Vikings organization.
My name is Kelsey. I'm from Farmington, Minnesota, and this is my second year on the team. My job that I do as an ultrasound tech is a very rewarding job. I get to meet a lot of patients and take care of them and help them get better.
My name is Kristen. I'm from Plymouth, Minnesota. This is my third year on the team and second year as team captain. I wanted to become an MVC to extend my dance career. I danced in high school and college, and it was a really good next step, as well as obviously cheer for the Vikings.
Hi, my name is Christy. I'm from Venice Heights, and this is my third year with the MVC. Outside of the MVC, I'm actually an entrepreneur, and I own my own clothing boutique here in Minneapolis.
My name is Lauren. I'm from Maple Grove, Minnesota, and this is my third season with the MVC. Outside of the MVC, I am a marketing specialist at a photography company where I focus on underclass K-12 school photography.
My name is Mariah, and this is my rookie year on the team, and I'm from Lino Lakes, Minnesota. Outside of the MVC, I'm currently an AmeriCorps Promise Fellow. So basically what I do is I work with underprivileged youth with homework or anything that they need help with during the school day, and then I also will mentor for them.
My name is Melissa. I'm from Blaine. And this is my second year on the team. Outside of the MVC, I work at Target headquarters as a sourcing specialist in apparel. So I source all of those colorful t-shirts that you see at Target and the colorful tank tops.
My name is Michelle. I'm from Northfield, Minnesota, and this is my second season on the team. Outside of the MVC, I am a registered nurse working as a surgical specialist, mainly with post-op patients.
I'm Molly. I'm from Excelsior, Minnesota, and this is my fifth season with the MVC. I'm a dance teacher and help young dancers just like myself realize their passion for dancing. And I'm also an account coordinator at a local costuming company, which I think is a really cool way to mix the business side of dancing with the artistry.
My name is Molly. I'm from Savage, and this is my fourth year on the team. I wanted to become an MVC because I've been dancing my whole life and I love football, and it's a great combination of both.
My name is Perry. I'm from Brooklyn Park, and this year I'm a rookie. Some of my goals for this year is to continue excelling through college, and the end goal is to graduate. I am majoring in retail merchandising and management and minoring in business.
My name is Rachel. I'm from New Brighton, Minnesota, and I'm a rookie this year. I wanted to become an MVC because I always looked up to them growing up. I think that they really represent strong and hardworking women, and I just wanted the opportunity to be a part of it.
My name is Rhea. I am from Bloomington, and this is my fifth season with the MVC. Outside of the MVC, I'm a teacher. I am a second grade teacher, and I love it.
My name is Saral from Edina, Minnesota, and this is my fourth season as an MVC. I keep coming back every year just because I love it. I love the Vikings. I love dancing. The game days are great, and this season it'll be even more interesting with the outdoor stadium.
My name is Starla. I'm from Golden Valley, and it's my second year on the team. My biggest hobby is walking my dog. I have a Bernese Mountain Dog, so he's about the size of me. So usually he's walking me instead, I guess. Maybe I should say that's his hobby.
Hi, my name is Taylor. I'm from Lakeville, and I'm a rookie this season. I wanted to become a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader because I obviously love to dance. That's why we're all here. And I also was very inspired by the cheerleading team, and I look up to them as role models, and I did since I was a little girl. So just to be able to influence people like that. That's what I wanted for myself as well.
My name is Ting Ting. I am a rookie this season, and I am from Northfield. Outside of the MBC, I do stay pretty busy as a student. I also work at a couple different places. I work as an assistant manager for my parents' family business and also at a wonderful strength training company.
Coming up next!
I really do think that each and every year, the calendars just get better and better, and this year it just, you know, took, I think, 5 more steps up. It's absolutely the best calendar yet.
That's next on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
Never thought when I made the team that I would have the chance to be on the cover, but it's been fun. I mean, it's been nice to show everybody, all my family and friends, and they're really proud of me. So I'm excited to represent the MBC and continue to represent them well throughout the year.
I'm maybe a little bit biased, but I really do think that each and every year, the calendars just get better and better. And this year, it just, you know, took, I think, 5 more steps up. It's absolutely the best calendar yet.
I literally had no idea. I was completely shocked. It's just a blessing to be on this team with 35 amazing women in the first place, and to be chosen as their cover model is really, really humbling.
With the calendar this year, we were definitely able to capture a completely different look and feel because we went to Lifetime Fitness. I spent a couple of days going out and working with the trainers to walk around the facility, find some of the beautiful spots that are hidden within that Lakeville location, and plan out not only the lighting and the positioning for the backdrop, but then also exercises or demonstrations that we could do to inspire people.
I think it's really fun to show everybody's fitness level and to utilize one of our sponsors, Lifetime Fitness, and use their backdrops as some of our pictures in the calendar. I think it's also really cool that we call out different fitness tips and health tips for our fans to read about. So there's a little bit of an interactive portion as well. So it's not just pictures, but it's also fun to read.
I was absolutely ecstatic when I saw the final product. We heard the new theme and we heard that this is going to be a brand new calendar. And so we were, you know, excitedly anticipating the reveal, a little bit nervous to see what it was going to look like having the brand new theme, but they just did a wonderful job.
Turned out fabulous. It gives us a chance to actually represent, you know, what's such a big part of this team, which is fitness, and we have such strong fitness goals, so it's really awesome to be able to pursue that and show that in public.
sure to catch up on all the news, events, and appearances with the MVC by visiting Vikings.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at MVC Cheerleaders or the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleader page on Facebook.